I said earlier that humanity has attempted to create a society based on godly characteristics, as best as you understand those characteristics. You want God to give you and your society those characteristics through the process that you call politics. The problem is not that you seek to emulate in your society's godly characteristics. The problem is that you have an incomplete understanding of what those characteristics are. In the days of the new spirituality, the nature of God and of God's characteristics will be understood much more fully. This will have a profound impact on politics worldwide.
Please give me an example of what that could mean.
The unity of all things, including the unity of God and humanity, is a foundational principle of the new spirituality. This idea, overlaid on your political systems on a global basis, will have enormous implications. Political systems which do not reflect this new belief or which fail to adapt themselves to it will simply not survive.
What does adapting to this new belief look like at the national, political, or governmental level?
That is where you come in. Humans will decide what that looks like. And they must.
I guess I was hoping that we might get some directions from you in this dialogue about our future.
Members of enlightened societies don't wait for someone else to tell them what to do. They decide for themselves what they choose to do, based on what they wish to experience.
But not all members of society are clear as to what's best for them or what's in the common interest. You just can't let people do whatever they want to do. That's anarchy. That's mob rule. That's societal suicide.
You've analyzed the situation correctly, given the present level of consciousness within your society. What produces an enlightened society is a shift in collective consciousness, and that is what the new spirituality is going to produce. In the days of the new spirituality, society's members will be clear about what is in their common interest, and will know how to arrive at that determination without bickering, quarreling, or fighting, and forevermore without violent conflict.
That sounds almost too good to be true.
No? Well, it will be too good to be true if you say so. Only if you say that this is a truth you choose to produce will it come to pass. You must believe in your grandest truth and live it. Then the truth will set you free. Now, if you were a member of a society based on the emerging new spirituality, what would you say in answer to your own question about what politics will look like when more people embrace tomorrow's God?
Well, I would say it looks like the end of dictatorships, for one thing. Dictatorships will never be possible when the mass of the people are educated in and embrace the principles of the new spirituality, because one of those basic principles is, in fact, freedom, and people will accept nothing less when they realize that freedom is the natural state of things.
You're right about this fact. Free is the way things are in the natural order. It is the way tomorrow's God is, and it is the way human beings were meant to be. This includes, by the way, the freedom to live in allegiance to a God who does not set them free, but requires certain behaviors of them.
Yes, it is the paradox of freedom, that freedom gives us the freedom to choose not to be free.
That is correct. And you are doing that right now in the United States.
Whoa. Now there's a social comment.
Well, look around you. You don't see your freedoms eroding? Of course you do. And you are approving it.
Why? Why are we doing that?
For the same reason that people all over the world do it when they do. Fear. I tell you this. Fear and guilt are the only enemies of humans. Right now you live in a world built on fear. And if you fear enough things, you will give every freedom you ever had away. And you will do it gratefully. Well, there's only one thing you want more than freedom.
What? What's that?
Safety, security, survival.
Whatever happened to give me liberty or give me death?
You tell me.
America has lost its way, I think. This once shining beacon for all the world has lost its way.
Now, the whole world has lost its way. But do not worry. You shall find your way again. Tomorrow's God will lead you there. For a spirituality which brings a message of freedom cannot and will not support a cultural story of oppression and repression forever. Sooner or later, freedom will inspire the experience of freedom itself. In the days of the new spirituality, the message of freedom will inspire the experience of freedom itself.